Why it wasn't coming on 311. Well, happy Thursday evening, everyone. This is Marianne, and you are listening to Money Matters with Marianne, and it is a gorgeous Thursday afternoon. It is hotter than the hinges of hell here in the studio. No, wait, that's not because of the weather. That's because this radio station is on fire. So thanks for tuning in to yet another edition of Money Matters with Marianne. If you're tuning in for the first time, it's a show with a bit of a twist. We play all songs money related, so they have a money theme somewhere in the song, and I sprinkle in some financial advice to help you have happier, healthier finances. So enough about me. How are you doing? How's your summer? How's your week been going? Is anybody excited about the weekend coming up? It looks like it's going to be a great one. All right, what do we have coming up on the show? I have a couple of tidbits that came up throughout the week that I am going to share with you. And one of my favorite blog sites, Dear Debt, I posted a new Dear Debt letter, and I'm going to share that with you towards the end of the show. Oh, let's see what else. We have a question that came my way this week, so I'm going to share that during the question part of the show. And I'm going to kick things off with obviously some really great tunes, but one of my dry money related jokes, just to make sure you're all listening and staying tuned. Wait a minute, you might turn off the radio if they're dry. Let's hope not. All right, so just before I do that, if you have a song that you would like played and it has anything to do with money or finances or credit, you just, you know, figure out how it fits and request it. And you can do that by calling us at 902-858-2077. That's right here at the studio. Now, I can't answer while I'm talking, but I can when there's a song on. So I will repeat the number later on if you want to jot it down. Or just pop an email if you have your phone handy, studio@covefm.com, and I will check that out. And in case you didn't know, I always post an update on the Cove FM Facebook page. And so if you've not followed that page, again, if your phone is in your hand, just go into Facebook and type Cove FM. You'll see the lovely logo with the 88.7 on it. And go in and follow it, and you'll get some updates there. I always do a little recap of the show as I go along and leave you with some tidbits just in case you want to check that out. Okay, so that was the housekeeping items for this evening. Ready for my wonderful financial joke that's going to have you in stitches laughing on the floor? Maybe not. Here we go. All right. The teenager lost a contact lens while playing basketball in his driveway. After a brief, fruitless search, he gave up. His mother took up the cause and with minutes found the lens. "How did you do that?" he asked. "We weren't looking for the same thing," she explained. "You were looking for a small piece of plastic. I was looking for $150. Okay, that was clever and funny. Although I'm not sure what kind of contacts they use, because $150 seems like a lot. All right, let's kick things off with a couple of tunes. Things I Do for Money, The Northern Pikes, and Working Man by Rush, and I'll be back. Cove FM. Absolutely. What would you like to hear? Okay, let me get my other hand here. Okay, so Angel Mercy. And Mercy by Joel. What's the last word being there? Yes. Oh, that's right. All right, and your name. Okay, I will go see if we have it here, and who am I sending that out to? Norm? All right, Norm, I'll go see if I have it. Stay tuned. Have a great evening.
Critical, but now I find I'm cynical. A lady with a starving baby miles away from me. No problems here, just life and death, and what the hell is wrong with me? Everybody. No questions asked, just get receipts and write them up. Expenses, taxes are a bitch these days. Get the lady and the baby starving, waiting for a contribution in a UNICEF box in a drugstore in this ugly little town.
Good. Hey, Dean, how you doing?
Things things I do for money, I'll never understand.
You sure can. What would you like?
Just a marble in the palm of my hand.
Like I said, I know we have that one. I saw it on the ink, getting paid by the note. What are you up to tonight?
The palm of my
hand. Okay, well, you stay tuned. Oh, nice. Awesome. Well, I'm going to go find that and play it for you.
The things I
All right,
do
thanks.
Money,
bye.
I'll never understand. The world is just a marble. Waste my time on, I'll never understand. I used to be quite practical, but now I find I'm tactical. I scrape and scheme and struggle hard to get myself ahead. Have no concern for anyone but me. Things I do for money, I'll never understand. The world is just a marble. The palm of my hand, 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 the palm of my for money, I'll never understand. The world is just a marble in the palm of my hand.
Hubbard's Radio Society would like to thank Nautel for their support of Cove FM. Nautel is a world leader in radio transmitters, and they're built right here in St. Margaret's Bay, Nova Scotia.
And there we go. Kick things off with a couple of tunes to get us rocking and rolling and shaking and moving. And I'm back to share some financial tips on how you can have better finances. And so sometimes I share tips on things you can do to make them better or things you can avoid so that you don't kind of slip downhill. Or if you have slipped downhill, how you can climb your way back up. So tips from all over the spectrum. What I don't do is investment advice. I'm not an investor. Or tax advice. I'm not a tax planner. But if you have questions in any of those realms and you want to send them to me, I'm happy to seek out the answers for you. So in addition to calling them in and emailing the studio, you can always email me directly at info@drdebt, that's D-R-Debt, D-E-B-T, drdebt.ca, and I'll get your emails in my inbox and look up your, have answers to your questions the following week. All right, so here's a few things that came up this week in my interactions with people to talk about their finances. And so one thing came up, today I was having a chat with a guy down in southwest Nova Scotia, and he is in the lobster industry. And so we were just commenting, or he was commenting on the trend that he's seen, which is the lobster fishermen and buyers and all the people in the industry, basically just getting really comfortable when things are good and not ever anticipating that things might change. And as we all know, things always change. Everything's a cycle. It goes up, it goes down. It goes up, it goes down. And so we've seen a lot of people fall into the trap of, you know, when times are good, getting really big expensive boats, big expensive trucks, and big expensive houses. And then when things dip, of course, they can't afford them. So just a little reminder to always know that things are never going to stay up and they're never going to stay down. They're always going to jump back and forth. How deeply they jump, obviously, depends on a whole lot of circumstances. All right, that's number one. I have three. Number two is don't apologize for being a minimalist. And so I put this in here because one of the things that I do with individuals when I sit and evaluate their situation is I ask them, what you got? What do you own? What are your assets or your property? What do you have? And so people often will be very apologetic or, a little sheepish to admit that they don't own much. Well, I don't really have much of anything. Like, it's a bad thing. It's not a bad thing. Having less stuff just means that you have more time, more space, and more of what's important. So I think we need to kind of get off this bandwagon of we need more stuff, we need more stuff, gotta have more stuff, bigger, better, more. And I did a little segment a few shows ago. I talked about the the biggest growing real estate area there is storage units. And so, you know, how insane is it that we basically have run out of space in our living spaces for this stuff, and so we now pay money and rent to store it. I'll just let that sink in for a second. So don't apologize for being a minimalist. I think that you should celebrate it, and we should all learn from you. I put myself in that category because I have too much stuff. I'm trying to purge and get rid of it, and it is just a challenging thing to do, especially when you have kids. Okay, number three, clean it up when you can. So my little note says, when it makes sense to let accounts go to collections. Now this came up because I was talking to a gal this week, and she had $1,700 a month in income. She was getting monthly, and $60,000 in debt. She was a single mom. Her and her ex had separated. He wasn't paying any support. And so she was trying to, I won't even say live, survive on $1,700 a month and freaking out and stressed out because she couldn't pay her $60,000 in debt. So we sat down and we talked about the options, and none of them were really good because no matter what the option, whether she paid it, whether it went to collection and she tried to clear it up by paying them, whether we tried to do a debt settlement and pay some percent, whether that she went through bankruptcy and paid a basic minimum fee, none of it made sense because she didn't have enough money to cover her expenses. In fact, her expenses were more than her income, and so our entire conversation hinged around what she needed to do to make that work. So my point is, and the point I made to her is, if you can't pay, you can't pay, and sometimes it just makes sense to let the debts go to collections, take some steps to protect yourself as much as you can, and I talked to her about a few things there, which I'll share as tidbits later in the show or future shows. And just let it go for now. Get your life back on track. So whether that means, you know, getting a job or getting a better income or, you know, getting through the years of, you know, daycare or whatever it is. And then once you're able to, then pull up your socks and figure out how am I going to deal with this. So that's what I mean by clean it up when you can, because timing is everything. So those are a few things that came my way this week that I thought I would share with you. And I think it's time to listen to another tune or two, don't you? So I did get a couple of requests during the last couple of songs. And so Norm had requested Angels of Mercy by Joe Bonamassa. And Norm, I couldn't find Angels of Mercy, so I'm going to play Heavenly Souls for you. And I'm going to go on the search between this week and next and see if I can get Angels of Mercy, because I'm interested to see if there's a money theme in there. I assume there is, and what it is, because I've not heard it. So here's Heavenly Souls for Norm. Hope you're having a great Thursday night. And then we have a couple of announcements coming up and the weather, and then I'll be back to talk a bit more and to do another request song.
But the 200 years
Okay. Yeah, I didn't see it in our database, but we have a bunch of CDs as well, so when I get a chance, I'm going to see if it's on there. Okay, I'm going to find it for you. If I don't get it on this week, I will get it next. Okay, thanks. Bye-bye.
Want the community to know about your business? Advertise in the Masthead News, your community newspaper. Reach out to 15,207 homes and more. Call 902-857-9099 now.
When temperatures rise, there's nothing more refreshing than climbing into a cool, air-conditioned car. Keep cool this summer. Get your car's air conditioning serviced at Benites Auto Repair. They have the latest equipment and trained technicians to get your vehicle's AC blowing cold again. Call 902-857-2766 to book an appointment. Beat the heat this summer with Benites Auto Repair, 727 Highway 3 in Sims Settlement, just 2 minutes from Exit 6 in Hubbards. 902-857-2766.
Cove FM Weather.
Cove FM Weather is brought to you by Chester Golf Club. Enjoy the magic of a classic golf course in a seaside setting.
For Thursday, a mix of sun and cloud in the morning with a 30% chance of showers in the afternoon. Fog retreating to the coast early in the morning, wind becoming northwest 20 kilometers an hour near noon, and a high of 28 with a humidex of 34 and a UV index of 9 or very high. For Thursday night, a few clouds, increasing cloudiness after midnight, then a 30% chance of showers before morning. Fog spreading inland in the evening, wind northwest 20 kilometers an hour, and a low of 16. For Friday, cloudy with a 60% chance of showers and a high of 23. For Friday night, cloudy periods with a low of 15. For Saturday, sunny with a high of 22. And for Sunday, a mix of sun and cloud and a high of 22.
Currently, it's 27 degrees at Cove FM.
You can check the weather anytime online at covefm.com.
Okay, so that was the substitute for the request song. I'm going on a search for the request song. That was a lovely song. I very much enjoyed listening to that. And I have another request coming up, or now, right now. So Dean, if you're listening, if you're still traveling from Chester on the way back from celebrating your anniversary, happy anniversary. Dean would like to hear Wayne Nicholson, Ain't Getting Paid by the Note. So this one's for you. Enjoy your drive. I hope you have air conditioning on, or at least the windows down.
Two teas for a dollar, 10 cheese for a couple of grams.
Chester Golf Club offers a truly unique seaside golf experience. Enjoy spectacular views, cool breezes, and fantastic dining with oceanfront seating. The Championship Golf Course is very playable for all golfing abilities, but offers a strong challenge to top players. Chester Golf Club is a great venue for corporate outings and charity events. Call 902-275-4543 to book your tee time or book online at chestergolfclub.ca. We look forward to seeing you.
People from our communities talking to our communities. 88.7 Cove FM.
And welcome back. I guess I'm back, aren't I? You're listening to Money Matters with Marianne, and I'm Marianne. All right, so I did get a question this week. Friend called and asked me a question. Of course, I won't tell you who it is because all questions that are asked to me are anonymous unless you wish your name mentioned. But, you know, financial stuff, typically we don't like to share that. And so it's a great way to ask a question and not have to share your name. Okay, so thanks, friend, for calling and asking me this question because it's a great question to share on the show. And so the question was, if we have a joint account, can student loans take money out for a very old student loan debt that's more than 20 years old? And so the simple answer is, if you owe the bank money and you have a bank account at that same bank, banks have the right of offset, which means they can just take money out of your account. And so one of the first things that I often recommend to anyone who comes to see me if they're struggling financially is that they open a bank account somewhere where they don't owe any money. And that way they can at least protect their income while they figure out what they're doing with their finances. And I would say that I've made that recommendation at least 10 times this week to people who have come to talk to me. So my answer to this friend was yes, unfortunately, if you owe the money and you bank there, they can take it. Now it gets a little tricky if it's a joint account because technically if it's your money and you put it in and they take it, you can certainly argue with them that that was your money. And that's what this friend is doing, so I'm waiting for an update. And then the other point that was made was that the party had gone to the bank a while ago, some time ago, whenever it was, and was told that once the student loan was 7 years or older, that they couldn't collect or wouldn't collect. Now, I don't know where that information came from. To my knowledge, that is not true. Basically, they can collect on the debt at any time. And I think maybe that might have come up because if you have a student loan debt and it's more than 7 years old, meaning 7 years since you finished school, if you declare bankruptcy, the debt's included. Whereas if it's less than 7 years, it's not included. So I'm thinking maybe that's where the information came from. But the answer to the question is, if you have a bank account, you owe that bank money, they can absolutely go in and take money out, and it could be a debt that you know you've had for a very long time. And if it's a joint account, then you might have to get on the phone with the bank and you know do a little, explain what happened and ask for your money back, basically. So the lesson there was old debt has a way of sneaking up on you. And if there's one thing I've learned in this industry, it's that if you have old debt from 5, 10, 15, 20 years ago, oftentimes it doesn't go away. Even if the bank writes it off, they give it to a collection company and they activate it every few years. So a lot of times it just kind of stays there to haunt you. The best way to figure out whether or not it's still kicking around is get a copy of your credit bureau, now a full copy, and so that you can determine what's on there. And if you get your credit report, you don't have a clue what it means. It's one of the services that I offer, and you can contact me and I will review it with you and help it make sense. And it'll just cost you a cup of coffee at Trellis Cafe. How does that sound? All right, so I got a couple other tunes coming up. We have Dwight Yoakam, Home for Sale, and Frida Payne, Band of Gold. So enjoy these. Community calendar events are going to follow. And then I'm going to be back with the final segment of the show, which is the thriving, surviving part, or from surviving to thriving. Apparently I can't speak tonight. And I'm going to share a Dear Debt letter with you. So I'll be back in a little bit to do that.
Home for sale, it's much too large. Too many rooms, big old empty yard. crashing clouds, all memories on for sale, restored like new. It's just a place two lives outgrew. A changing heart, horses move away. We like to keep, but just can't stay. Listen close and you might hear the sound. What you think is rainfall aching down? The roof is fine, set aside your fear. It's just a few remaining tears.
If you are
Here is the 88.7 Cove FM Community Calendar.
There is a fish fry being held on Sunday, July 30th from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. at the Hubbard's Area Lions Club. Fresh pan-fried attic, mashed potatoes, vegetables, roll, pickles, desserts, and tea and coffee. Cost is just $12, cash bar, and 50-50 available.
If you have a community event that you would like included in the Cove FM community calendar, please send the details to info@covefm.com.
Okay, so I am back, and we're going to move into the final part of the show, and I'm going to share a letter with you for called Dear Deck. So just a reminder, if you have a question that you'd like me to answer on a future show, all you need to do, as I said previously, is call it into the request line, 902-858-2077, or you can email it to studio@covefm.com, or send it to me direct, info@drdet, that's drdet.ca. Okay, so if anybody hasn't been listening for a little bit, you may or may not know what this Dear Debt thing is that I've been doing. But basically, there's a blog site out there called Dear Debt. And every so often, someone posts a letter that they send to Debt. And I think it's a clever website, and you get some really great stories with really great tidbits of information in them. And so one came across my desk, or popped into my email, I should say, this week. And I thought it was worth sharing. So here you go. These are a little bit long, so just bear with me, but they're interesting, so hopefully it'll keep your attention. Dear Debt, you and I go way back, don't we? I first met you when I was 9. Oh, young love. I borrowed $20 from my dad so that I could buy the latest Pokemon game. Excuse me. At first I didn't think I could buy the game because I didn't have the money, but my parents introduced me to you, Debt. They could loan me the $20 so I could get my game today and pay them back later. This was a concept that totally blew my 9-year-old mind. I could get something now and worry about paying for it later? Whoa, I should do this all the time. Since I didn't have any income, naturally, I had a hard time getting rid of you. I realized it would take me 3 months of my allowance. After a few months of hoarding change in my piggy bank, I dumped you for the first time. I was young, but it felt great to be free again. Unfortunately, I didn't learn my lesson. I didn't see you again until I was 21. I graduated early from college and thought the world was mine for the taking. Little did I realize that my degree came with an $80,000 price tag. I was also needy. I needed your allure and luxury. The $450 a month car payment, student loan payments, and $14,000 in credit card debt. I cloaked myself in your brilliant sheen so I could look like everyone else who had you on their arm. I love that statement. I was 21 and had several thousand dollars of you in my name. I was addicted to signing on the dotted line and only now realized what that meant. Of course, my first job paid peanuts compared to the cost of my degree, thanks to you. I struggled to meet my rent and wondered how I could afford the week's groceries. I knew I was the one who let you into my life and that it was my fault, but I didn't know how to get rid of you. It wasn't until I let another man in my life that things changed. I married Mr. Picky Pincher, and that's when I found a way to dump you for good. Mr. Picky Pincher knew you too, and combined we owed $225,000. Ouch. We knew you were a problem, but it didn't become an emergency until I realized we had no savings. We couldn't even imagine a savings account because we were in the red every month, and forget our dream of buying a house. I was utterly ticked off. In the summer of 2015, we made a plan to evict you from our lives. Man, it was so much work. Getting rid of you was like lugging a belligerent 300-pound couch potato out of my house. We canceled cable, stopped eating out, stopped shopping for fun, and stopped going to the movies. Instead, I learned how to cook at home, rented movies from the library, pickled and can-produced, cut my own hair, shopped at the thrift store, and sewed my own clothes. It didn't happen overnight, but one day we realized we had $200 extra after making these changes. It was exhilarating, but it wasn't enough. I am coming to the end of this soon, I promise. We moved across the city to a cruddier apartment just to get rid of you. We were able to save an additional $400 a month on our rent, although herds of ants and roaches came with the territory. We even got rid of my car, and I walked to work. We were finally able to save $1,000 a month. which we used to pay off our credit cards. After further cutting, we eliminated $14,000 of credit card debt in 10 months. Once that debt and the minimum payments were gone, we were ready to go for the big ones, student loans. My dad graciously paid for the majority of my college degree. Way to go, Dad. Leaving me with just $25,000 of student loans. Thanks to changing our lifestyle and eliminating other debt first, we were able to kill that $25,000 of debt in 7 months. Oh, Debt, you were probably heartbroken once that last check went in. But you know what? After seeing how easy it is to bring you into my life and how hard it is to make you leave, I'm done with you. There isn't going to be any more of this on-again, off-again business. This breakup is final and lasting. I'm going to sleep well for the rest of my life, knowing you're not on my doorstep anymore. Good riddance. That was a little long. I apologize for those that are going, where's the songs? Where's the music? But I thought it was a really great letter. And again, it's the message within the letter that I love. And so here was a couple that looked at their situation and really buckled down and got out of it. And that is a hard thing to do. And so, you know, I would applaud them for really taking that effort and looking at what they can do. Sometimes that works, sometimes it doesn't, but it's always worth a shot to see if you can get out of debt in a reasonable time frame. Okay, now we're coming up to the hour because I just talked way too long, and I do have one more song that I want to play, so I'm going to play that for you now, and then I'm going to come back and say my goodbyes, and yeah, that's what I'm going to do. So here's your song, and oh, it would actually help if the song was right there ready to play, so I will just fix that right now. And one more little promo piece. There we go, got her all straightened out. Okay, here's the song. I'll be back in a minute.
You look so good when you get out of bed. You're always ready to go. I caught you looking like a million bucks. Just make
This is Mary Ann, inviting you to join me for Money Matters with Mary Ann. It's a show with a bit of a twist. All of the songs played have a money or financial theme. And throughout the show, I sprinkle in some financial... Okay, that was a slightly untimed promo piece there, so I just stopped it because, hey, I'm Mary Ann, and you are joining me for Money Matters with Mary Ann, so you don't need a little promo to tell you that. And hopefully you know that I am here every Thursday evening sharing tips and techniques on how to have happy, healthy finances. And if you just can't wait until next Thursday to get your fill of tips and techniques, feel free to pop on to my website, drdebt.ca. And there's lots of great blogs and tips and tools there. Okay, we are past the hour. I've got to shut things down or they're going to come kick me out. So Monty Python, the money song, is going to send me out the door, say goodbye to you, and I'll see you next week.
90,000 pounds in my pajamas. I've got 40,000 French francs in my fridge. I've got lots of lovely lira. Now the Deutsche Mark's getting dearer, and my dollar bills would buy the Brooklyn Bridge. There is nothing quite as wonderful as money. There is nothing quite as beautiful as cash. Some people say it's folly, but I'd rather have the lolly. With money you can make a splash. There is nothing quite as wonderful as money. There is nothing like a newly minted pound. Everyone must hanker for the bushness of a banker. It's accountancy that wakes the world around. You can keep your Marxist ways, but it's only just a phase. For it's money, money, money makes the world.
Serving Hubbard's, Chester, St. Margaret's Bay, and surrounding communities. This is 88.7 CKVE-FM.
One threw a party in the county jail. The prison band was there, they began to wail. The band was jumping and the joint began to swing. You should have heard it was knocked out.